A man who suffered critical injuries in an all-terrain vehicle crash in the hinterland overnight has died. The man, aged in his 70s, had been in the vehicle at a private property at Whittier when the accident happened just before 7 p.m. The Queensland Police Service's Youth Crime Task Force is here to stay, with the state government announcing additional funding today. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick announcing, as well as making the task force permanent, they're also investing more than $13 million to support and expand the youth corresponder teams. The teams currently operate in 13 regions. Regional airline Bonsai is strongly denying reports of a restructure. The independent airline, which officially launched out of Sunshine Coast Airport in January last year, has been accused of needing the help of a financial advisor amidst instability. In a statement, Bonsai says it hasn't engaged Quartermentha and jobs are not at risk. The Noosa Council's appointed a new reference group to help develop a new master plan, which will guide the next 30 years of growth for the Botanic Gardens at Lake McDonald. Council's Director of Infrastructure Services, Sean Walsh, says the group's input will be valuable in the early stages of planning.
The Botanic Gardens were actually created as a result of community input to create gardens from a neglected foreshore space on Lake McDonald. And the Friends of the Noosa Botanic Gardens are a critical part of that, and they've got two representatives on the stakeholder reference group. But of course, a lot of other people also use the gardens, local residents of Karori and the hinterland.
And a new species of snail has been named after wildlife warrior Robert Irwin. The group of snails live in parts of eastern Queensland.